Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Joining us here is Odyssey Bruins insider, host of the Skate Pod, and also Sunday Skate during the hockey season. That, of course, is Bridget Prue, who joins us here on the program. Bridget, sorry for the late start. I got carried away talking about the Patriots defense, but glad to have you, and glad to have you here for a primer on what should be a much more interesting night for the Bruins tomorrow than was for the Celtics last night, where we waited all night and then they drafted someone no one ever heard of. The Bruins, at the very least, have a much more valuable pick, a higher pick, and as you heard from Don Sweeney there, a pick that we're not really sure which direction they're going to be going in. Where are you at right now with this pick? If they do make the selection, who do you think it's going to be, and do you think they make the pick at all?
Well, first of all, I don't think they trade out of this pick. Gut feeling is that there's not really many takers for that spot, and I think there probably will be one team in the top 10 to trade out, maybe Utah, but I just don't think it's going to be Boston. And one of the main reasons why I don't think they'll trade out is because I actually think there's a few good options in that range that one of these guys, one of these high-skilled players, that's a center, is probably going to fall to 7, and that could include James Higgins.
Okay, so that's who they're high on, right? Higgins is a guy that they really like. In the past, we know that Don Sweeney has had a thing for guys who play around here or grew up around here, that type of thing. Tell us about James Higgins. If you're not a Hockey East freak like you are, like I am, I should say, then what would they be getting in him? Why do they like him so much? What is it about Higgins that has the Bruins sort of sprung right now?
Well, I think the excitement's growing once again for Higgins because he was originally projected to be the number one overall pick back at the beginning of his college hockey season, and his stock fell. Because he was overshadowed a little bit at BC by Ryan Leonard and Gabe Perreault. So he didn't put up the kind of numbers people thought he would. And so he's dropped all the way potentially to number 7. I saw some mocks that have him even falling past the Bruins. So this is a guy that might actually be available in your range. He could probably go anywhere from 5 to 9. And because he's at BC, he's had a lot of time to talk to Don Sweeney. I think he's got a great offensive upside. I think he doesn't get enough credit for his 200-foot game, so his defensive side of the game. And I think he absolutely has the upside of the number one center eventually in the NHL.
How is this draft being projected in terms of impact players inside the top 10, outside of the top 10? Is this considered a deep draft, Bridget?
I would say that from my research and all of the different mocks we've read and all the different people we've talked to in our research for the Skate Pod and for writing for WEI.com, it seems to me that the top 9 are really solid players, and you might see a little bit of a drop-off after that, but the good news is the Bruins are right there at 7, so I think they're going to get a quality player. I think there's a consensus number 1 pick, which is Matthew Schaefer, and he's kind of in a league of his own in this draft. But after that, you got probably that 4 to 9 range that's going to have some really solid players. So I would say it's at least deep enough to get you a good player where the Bruins are drafting.
Is there a position that they're coveting above others? I mean, I know they're probably okay in goal, but, you know, winger, center, defense. I mean, we just heard Sweeney talking about guys that they can use in different places, but is there a particular type of player that they're set on right now?
I think the reason he said that is because if they take a guy that's a winger when everyone thinks that they should take a center, he was kind of like maybe laying the groundwork for just preparing people for, you know, this guy. Maybe we'll take him best available and he could be center later, or some of these guys that are projected as centers are going to end up being wingers anyway. But the good news for the Bruins is that Matthew Schaefer, the one that I mentioned, is going to go number one as a defenseman. But after him, the next nine picks or so are really mostly going to be wingers and centers. So you have a lot of forwards to choose from. And yeah, I think they end up going center because the guys in the range are Higgins, O'Brien, Martin, and McQueen. And those guys are all centers. And a few of them are pretty big size as well.
Okay. I do want to hear more about those guys, but before we get into the weeds with these prospects, Don Sweeney, I don't want to call him embattled because I don't think that's quite accurate, but someone who's had trouble in the past with these drafts and has whiffed on an awful lot of picks, including when he first got here and had those three in a row, which still he's been living in the shadow of that this entire time in his tenure as GM. He's got other strengths, obviously, but when it comes to the draft, he's shown to have some major weaknesses. Is he going to have the same run of power and decision-making power that he's had in the past, or are they, you know, from Cam Neely, maybe even all the way up to the Jacobs, have they rearranged that structure at all in order to maybe take some of that burden off of him or maybe bring in some other voices who have had more success drafting in the past?
I don't think their draft strategy this year has changed at all. To my knowledge, it is going to be the same as it always has been, and he's been talking and watching all these I mean, I even see him at college hockey games. When I'm broadcasting, I'll see him kind of, you know, a few rows in front of me, watching different prospects. He goes out to AHL games. He goes out to Canadian Hockey League games. He goes out to NCAA hockey games. He's pretty invested in that aspect of, and especially this year with them being having that number seven overall pick. So he's still going to be in the control seat, really, when it comes to making this pick.
Okay, you mentioned Roger McQueen, the centerman who was injured, I want to say, last year. There's some reason why people think he's going to drop, right? Isn't that was the injury questions?
Yeah, this is a guy, I don't know if you remember this, draft lottery night, Scott and I came on your show and we were talking about, okay, well, the Bruins fell to the latest they could be picking in this draft, which is seventh. And we talked about some of the guys available there, and we thought Roger McQueen would be available there. And I think he will be. And the reason he's kind of an intriguing prospect is because he could have gone number one overall in this draft if he was healthy.
Bad's the injury?
The reason I stopped talking, I thought I cut out there, but the injury is something he's been dealing with for 3 years.
Okay.
It's a back injury. It was a fracture, and then he had muscle issues after that, and he said he finally 2 months ago started to feel pain-free. And the good news for him and for teams that want, you know, a reason to draft him is he had great combine numbers. He was completely healthy at the combine. And he's been taking, you know, contact practices. So he's kind of back to normal. And his health is a little bit better, I think, than what people thought it was.
He's a big kid, right? Isn't he like 6'6 or something like that? The back issues for a young guy that big, I can see why that would be a red flag for a lot of teams for sure.
Yeah, he's 6'5". But he's, like I said, if he was healthy right along the past 3 years, this guy might be going number one. And I think a lot of people are really high on his offensive skill set. And one of the problems with picking, you know, between 7 and 10 is that you're trying to find a number one center.
Right.
And some of these guys, if you pick it wrong here, the ceiling could be number two, you know, a second line center. I think his upside, everybody believes, could be a first line guy.
Okay, with that in mind, looking at some of the young players on the roster right now, your Lysels, your Poitras, kids like that, who do you think is safe and who do you think may feel some sort of threat from whoever gets picked at 7 here?
I don't think Lysels or Poitras safe, to be honest with you.
No.
But I don't think that the number 7 overall pick comes this upcoming season, unless right. it's James Higgins and he finishes out college in, say, March or April and joins the team at the end of the year. These guys are all at least a year off from joining the team. So they might not have to worry this year about that number seven pick. But Fabian Lysels, if he was drafted in the first round, has had already an uphill battle to make the roster. And as the Bruins have made moves, like at the trade deadline, they added Fraser Mitton. They're adding other guys that are competing with him for the same spots. So there's definitely no way I would consider him safe. I think that the consensus for Patra is that he also really has to earn a spot again out of training camp and show that he's kind of gotten stronger. Once again, that's been his knock, really, is being able to stay healthy and stay strong.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
We're talking with Bridget Prue, Skate Pod and Sunday Skate here on WEEI, Odyssey Bruins Insider. Bridget, before we let you go here, let's get a prediction of what you think they're going to do. And also, if you were Don Sweeney, who would you take?
Well, I think that the crazy thing about this draft is that there's so many options here of who could drop, right? Like, if Higgins drops, I think that's a home run. That's an easy one. I wouldn't second guess it. And I would take Higgins at 7 if he drops. But I kind of feel he's going to go 6th, unfortunately. So he might get taken the pick before you. And then if you're left without that as an option, I think if Brady Martin is still on the board, he is kind of like a Makichuk, a Sam Bennett, big, tough kid that grew up on a farm and he's got the edge to him. I could see them being attracted to him there as well.
Okay. Later on in the draft, any thoughts of maybe looking at something in goal? Is that on the radar at all here? Maybe in the later rounds, obviously not at 7, but is that something that you think they'll address tomorrow night?
Well, so I will say I'm not sure if they have an eye on anybody that's a goalie prospect that's draft eligible, but I know that development camp starts Monday and they invited Albin Boya, who's the goalie from Maine, and he had a great season. He won the Hockey East Championship with Maine. They made it to the NCAA tournament, and he's a very good goaltender that is he was not drafted, so he's there on an invitation, which means really he's not affiliated with anyone, but the Bruins are interested in him. So if they were able to sign him after his collegiate season next year, I think that would be a good addition for them.
Okay, interesting. We'll see how it all shakes out tomorrow night. Bridget Prue, thanks so much for the time. We enjoyed having you, and look forward to your coverage of who the Bruins take and the rest of the offseason here as we go through the summer.
All right, thank you. We will be there tomorrow. So.
Oh, excellent. All right, Bridget Prue, boots on the ground. Thanks so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help, you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.